Chapter 79. After the toasts and before the meal, Jesse nodded to Kahan to meet him by the restrooms. Kahan waited a minute before following Jesse. "The phone call? Ari told me you didn't look happy and that you were raising your voice at the end of the conversation."
"It was him," Jesse said. "Peepers."
"He called you? Why?"
"Why do you think? To taunt me.
To remind me that he was going to return a debt to me in suit by hurting Jen."
"He does like telegraphing his moves to you. He's consistent in that way."
Kahan held out his hand.
"I'll let Pruitt know. For now, give me your phone, Jesse."
Jesse did as he was asked. Kahan called the number back. No answer. When it went to voicemail, all he got was a recording that the message box had yet to be configured. He shrugged.
"I'll have the number checked out, but it will be a prepaid phone. My guys will probably be able to trace it back to the cell tower, but I doubt we'll get a specific enough location to act on it."
"He's close," Jesse said. "I can feel it."
"We know he's here."
"No, Scott, I mean close. Maybe not in this hotel, but close."
"Besides taunting you and threatening Jen, what did he say?"
Jesse recounted the call pretty much verbatim, adding his observations about Peeper's inflection, tone, the length of his pauses, etc. Kahan listened impassively, taking in all the details.
"What do you think he meant by saying, until tomorrow?"
"He's got something planned for tomorrow," Jesse said.
"How do you know he didn't mean he was going to call you tomorrow? Isn't that how you would normally understand someone saying, until tomorrow?"
"The way he said it, I'm telling you, he's going to do something tomorrow."
"But there are no events planned tomorrow. It's the day before the wedding."
Jen and Hale built in a kind of day off for themselves and the guests, so everyone could be well rested and looking good for the wedding. They're even eating all their meals in. It doesn't figure.
"Look, Jesse, I know you think this guy is some kind of ghost. He's good, I'll give him that. But there's no way he'll be able to get anywhere near the house."
"What about the pipe bombs?"
"At its closest point, the wall around the house is nearly an eighth of a mile away. Tough to hurl a pipe bomb, even a small one, that far. And it's not as if I won't have my people everywhere."
"How about a sniper rifle or an RPG?
A rocket-propelled grenade? This isn't Tikrit, Stone. And you're forgetting your own theory. He isn't going to hurt Jen if you're not there to see it. Up close and personal, isn't that the way he likes to operate? If you're not going to be anywhere near Jen tomorrow, and we'll make sure you won't be, then she's safe."
"No, I'm betting on the wedding day. He's going to call you tomorrow and taunt you again. That's what he meant."
"It didn't feel that way, but maybe you're right.
And tomorrow, put an extra guy or two on the hotel, maybe close to Diana. He might be pointing us at Jen when it's Diana he's after."
Kahan smiled a not altogether smug smile. "I've had people close to her since the day after we met in New York. Nothing's going to happen to either Diana or Jen on my watch. Or you, for that matter."
"What's wrong, Stone? Upset you didn't spot my people?"
"Something like that."
"You're not the only person on Earth good at his job. Now go back inside and enjoy your steak. It is amazingly good.
We'll have plenty of time until Peepers comes after Jen. And when he does, it will finally be over."
Jesse walked away from Kahan feeling reassured, but not completely. Something he couldn't quite put his finger on was gnawing at him, but nothing concrete. Every time he thought he had a grasp on what it was, it slipped away. So he headed back to the table, still trying to figure out what was eating at him.